The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the first chapter. Jesus and his disciples went to Capernaum, and when the Sabbath came, he entered the synagogue and taught. They were astounded at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. Just then there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent and come out of him." And the unclean spirit, convulsing him and crying with a loud voice, came out of him. And they were all amazed, and they kept on asking one another, "What is this? A new teaching with authority? He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." At once his fame began to spread throughout the surrounding region of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Roy Rohrer, the former governor of Colorado, tells this story. It had been a long day of campaigning. The day began with just a scone and a cup of coffee. And it was a busy day, and he missed lunch. At dinner time, he was at a campaign rally in a small town in Colorado. And there was that usual tent where one could line up for a free meal. He got his plate, and he got a dollop of potato salad, a ladle full of baked beans, and at the end of the line, he got a chicken drumstick. One scrawny little chicken drumstick. He looked up at the lady who put the little drumstick on his plate, and he cleared his throat and asked, "Could I have a second drumstick?" The lady said to him, "I'm sorry, sir. We only made enough chicken for each person to get one piece." Governor Rohrer then said, "Look, I've been at it all day. I didn't even get lunch. Do you think you can give me another piece?" And the lady responded, "Nope, only one piece a person." And Governor Rohrer started to get a little aggravated. He said, "Don't you know who I am? I am Governor Rohrer, the governor of this state of Colorado, and this is my rally." And the lady looked at him in the eye and said, "Don't you know who I am? I am the lady that gives out one piece of chicken per person. Move along." Governor Rohrer reflected, "I'm a person with great power. I have the Colorado State Police at my disposal. I can mobilize the National Guard. I have this huge budget that I work with. But do you think I could get one more scrawny little drumstick? I had all sorts of power, but I had no authority over that lady. In fact, that day, in the matter of chicken drumsticks, she had complete authority over me." There is a difference between power and authority. In Jesus' day, Jewish leaders had all sorts of power over Jesus. They could have Jesus arrested. They could have him tried. They could have him crucified. They had all sorts of power over him. But they did not have authority over him. From the cross, he still could say, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." They had power over him, but Jesus had the authority. Imagine this. It was a day kind of like this. The service has been getting along pretty normally. The lessons have been read. The sermon has been given. Perhaps it was a time of prayer. And suddenly someone throws himself into the aisle. He's rolling all over the aisle. He's frothing at the mouth and shouts out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are. You are the Holy One of God." But Jesus was there that day, and he rebuked the evil spirit, saying, "Be silent and come out of him." And that evil spirit came out of the man. That evil spirit had all sorts of power. It could come into the young man. It could dash him to the floor. It could make him roll all over the floor. It could make him froth at the mouth. It could make him even scream at Jesus. That evil spirit had all sorts of power. But Jesus had authority. Jesus just speaks 7 words. "Be silent and come out of him." And that evil spirit obeys. And kind of like us, I think, if we were there, the people around him were amazed. And they were saying, "What is this? A new teaching with authority? He even commands the unclean spirits and they obey him." You see, there's something different about Jesus. Jesus has authority. Jesus meets 4 fishermen, Peter, Andrew, James, and John, and Jesus simply says, "Come and follow me, and I will make you fishers of people." And immediately, all 4 of them drop their nets and follow Jesus. Jesus teaches in the synagogue, and his words are new and they're fresh, and the people say that he teaches with authority. Jesus is confronted with that evil spirit, and he casts it out by just commanding it to come out. Jesus has authority. You know, evil is so powerful in this world. We don't have to think very hard to come up with names of people like Osama bin Laden, or Hitler, or for me, Idi Amin. And even today, it's easy to think of groups like ISIS and Al-Qaeda and Boko Haram. You know, evil has a lot of power in this world. Evil is present in other ways, too. It's God's intention that we live our lives of peace and happiness and contentment. And yet we contend with things like sickness and disease and broken relationships and death. Even as evil is even present in subtle ways, like worry and sadness and disappointment. Yet those things are so powerful just as well. Sometimes life wears us down so much that we feel broken, and it's like we can't even get one more second little scrawny drumstick. Yet we realize that Jesus is the one with real authority. Jesus is the one who brings healing into our lives. And just as Jesus was able to forgive them from the cross, he gives us the power to bring healing and forgiveness into our relationships. Jesus is the one that with his authority can give us hope in the midst of tragedy. Jesus is the one who gives us the freedom to serve others rather than just simply looking to serve ourselves. And we know that God has the authority to vanquish evil in all its forms. In St. John's vision of the end of time, we hear God's voice proclaim, "See, the home of God is among mortals. He will dwell with them. They will be his peoples, and God himself will be with them, and he will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more. For the first things have passed away." Whenever I see those first things that passed away, I always think of the power of evil. The power of evil is broken. And then the one who is seated on the throne says, "And I make all things new." So the scourge of evil can seem so very powerful in this world. I must say that sometimes even the power of evil can seem overwhelming. But we follow the one that has authority, that has true authority, that has ultimate authority. The one who will ultimately crush the power of evil under his foot. The one who with seven simple words can make the power of evil bend to his will. And the one who gives authority over that subtle evil that's also present in our lives as well. Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.